The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yes, we do. And guess what? There's more off-the-field stuff to talk about and on-the-field stuff. Let's do it. To What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. Can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, put odds on it. What are the odds? This show's not going to suck today, Hoffman.
Well, I don't know. What are the odds that we're on 97.5?
Yeah, that's the first question. That's because if we're not, I don't really want to waste any good stuff.
I'm hearing that we are not.
That's always the hard part because you want to, you know, you want to entertain the people, but you don't want to, don't want to fire your golden bullets.
Yeah.
So what do? Just sit here and talk about sports? Okay.
Well, damn.
Well, okay. So I'm going to say 50%.
Yeah.
Thought it was going to be a good day.
It's going to be an awful day now.
Came in a great mood, was ready to rock and roll, ready to have some fun, ready to put odds on everything. And then that happened.
John Granato said it's back on.
Okay, so we're back on air?
Yeah. John Granato, honestly, is a fantastic resource for me because, I listen to the station most of the day in my office. I have it on, now I listen on Twitch. And so it's always on air. And even before that, before Twitch, I listened on an SML player, which also, like, if the tower had fallen down in Winnie, I'd never know because the SML player would still be rolling. But John listens to the radio station all day, and I love him for it because anytime there's a problem, he's like, hey. What's going on here?
My wife just texted because she was walking our dog, and there's a neighbor around the corner from us who works in his garage all afternoon. And so when we were on the opposite schedules during lockdown,
yeah,
we would walk by during the time that our show was on, and I could hear it. He blasts our show in his garage while he's doing like handiwork every afternoon. And she just texted me and said, "No, you're on. I can hear it. I can hear his garage."
Well, shout out to you, sir.
Yeah,
but
we need to get that guy a meter and get John a meter. I'm pretty sure getting John a meter would be illegal, but I don't care. I'll take the chance.
You know what? That
you got to risk it for the
Wendy
biscuit.
A meter.
Yeah, although I think that's equally illegal.
She's not on air.
Here's the thing about those meters. A buddy of mine, a very close friend of mine, got the packet in the mail from Nielsen, and he's like, "Well, looks like you're going to have a new meter on your station 24/7." I was like, "Awesome." He ended up not doing it because if you accept the responsibility of having a meter, your entire family has to wear a meter 24/7, including his 7-year-old daughter. And he was like, "Yeah, the wife's not going to go for it." And it would have been nice to, you know, make like $30 a week wearing this meter, but yeah, it turns out no.
Yeah. That, and it sucked.
Kid wasn't going to do it, and it would have been great.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he listens to our show or he listens to our station all the time. So it's not like it would have been a phony baloney meter. It would have been finally someone I knew who got a meter. I don't think I've ever met someone who's gotten a meter. I don't know that I have, but that would have been the first one. And I was like, oh, that's wonderful news. We're going to have a loyal meter on our in the market. Because let's face it, there's like 100 of these things floating around a city of 7 million that decides, you know, who's got ratings and who doesn't. And it would have been nice to have one on our team. But
because because believe it or not, one makes a huge difference.
Oh yes,
it makes a monster difference. So yeah, I don't. I'd never known anybody with one for radio. I did know somebody who had one for TV at one time.
Well, now they're combined.
Yeah, well,
I know somebody who's had one, but they also had like a work from home kind of thing where if you're not moving around enough, it stops counting for a while.
What?
So like they had to like literally get up and move around every so often.
What is
because
it?
Because it thought that they it just assumes that you put it in front of a radio. Like if you knew somebody who worked somewhere, you could turn on a radio, put it in front of it, and just capture it. It wants to see, like, the actual device has one of those pedometer things in it that
like,
wants to know
what
that you're
if,
moving.
What if you your job requires you sit at a desk all day and work? What is it, Fitbit ratings? What are we doing here? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Because what if we have a bunch of big fatso listeners who don't like to move around? You know? Come on.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I didn't even look at you.
No, I mean, I'll put it on Alexa sometimes when I'm at home doing work just to catch, you know, see what the guys are doing here and there. But yeah, I it's the only station I listen to besides, you know, like Sirius XM stuff. Like I listen to that Connect Canada Talks thing, but I also listen to, you know, music stations and stuff. But I listen to our guys a lot, mostly Josh and mostly the bench. Those are because I'm usually out in the car during those times. So yeah, it'd be nice to get more meters.
Yep.
But oh well. 713-780 meters sound like the Electoral College. It is. It's a messed up system, man, but it's the one we have. So a lot of people are like, what the bleep is a meter? That's what you get to measure ratings, basically. They give them to people and you get paid to have it. And so if you're listening to Michael Berry, then Michael Berry gets the ratings. Listen to us, we get the ratings. And usually we're not supposed to talk about it, but I don't think we're part of their family right now. So we can say whatever the hell we want, right?
No, we're part of their family.
Are we? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought that was not the case, but all right.
Still.
Yeah. What we can't do is talk to people who have them, right?
Right.
Yeah. So if you do have one,
just don't tell us.
Yeah. Yeah. Just make sure you listen every day. That's all. We appreciate that. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some calls today on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. I'm getting a lot of What Are the Odds Kamala Harris is president by 2024. I'm going to say it's 50-50. I mean, you know what that job does to people.
It does age you quickly.
Especially with the Rona and everything else. I just think it's going to be a tough run for Jose Biden. You know, and I hope he stays alive for 4 years. Because I really don't want any part of his associate. But they didn't ask me.
They never do.
No, they should. You know, I actually get pretty decent advice sometimes. Yep. What's happening here? What have we got going on sports-wise today? Where do you want to go?
Why do you always ask me that? Like, because you realize you're the A-chair. Like, that's your job is to lead us into a topic. That's the worst way to do it. Say, so, what's going on? That's the way, you know who does it like that? Charles Polillo. Are you turning into Charles Polillo?
So basically, I'm trying to say your opinion on something is more important than mine, and you're criticizing me.
No, that's not how the radio show works.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Aaron, am I wrong on this? Like, we've gone over, you know, mechanics of radio shows, right?
Yeah, but Fred also does this at the beginning of every show because he likes to set the table of what's on your mind so we can kind of direct it. So I can see both aspects. He likes to figure out where his roadmap, like he has his roadmap. He wants to make sure you guys are starting to match up.
Okay. Well, I don't want him to be like show where only my opinion counts. Listen, Bubba, we're going to talk about what I want to talk about anyway. You just know your damn role. How about that?
Let's talk some action unders.
See, I wasn't going to go there. See, that's where I was going to start. But then that would have been a dickweed move because it didn't go so well.
Listen, you can't win them all.
I'm not upset about it.
No, I'm not either. I mean, but yeah, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to give you a chance to actually, you know what? Screw it. From now on, I'll say, okay, we're talking about this. If that's what you want. But I mean, I like this to be a team thing.
Well,
I dictate everything.
It's not a dictating thing, and you will, like,
and it's not like show because there's times when I'll go off for 10 minutes and you won't say a word. So it's not like that. I don't know where that came from.
Well, I'm saying I don't want it to turn into that.
It's not turning into that because at the first in the, you know, when there's a lot of stuff that we, in a lot of directions we could go in the first segment, I give you the option of picking.
But when you say it like this, when you say, well, so what's going on in the world of sports? It makes it sound like you don't know what you want to talk about. And to the audience, they go, oh, wow, what's going on? Fred isn't prepared to do the show.
Okay, so now you're saying I'm not prepared.
No, that's not. I'm telling you, that's what the audience could come across as.
I don't think that's the case at all. But all right.
Okay.
Yeah, from now on, I'll just set the topic at the first, and if you want to do something else, you can do it.
By the way, this is how production meetings run at every radio station.
Yeah, this is how it works. This is like, and we haven't had many meetings since Rona hit, so this is a mechanics thing that, you know, we should work on. I feel.
Okay.
That's how today's going.
So I'm going to go with 4% chance we have a good show today because we just started it off with that crap.
Oh, boy. It's probably more like 2% because now Fred's salty.
I'm not salty.
Okay.
You know, everybody loves to be criticized on air.
Well, I wasn't trying to criticize.
Yeah, you were.
I was just asking why this
has become
a thing.
No, you were being very critical. And that's
okay,
cool.
I was being a little bit critical.
Yeah, and that's your
but
job.
But I was mostly confused as to why it's become this.
Because a couple of times a week I do that?
What, Aaron, does it happen more often than a couple times a week? Or does it feel like that's how the show starts now?
No, I wouldn't say it's consistent.
Okay.
Like, there are a few times where he'll come in and, like I said, trying to figure out where... Because usually when handover would happen is you guys would come in, you'd say a couple words and kind of get on the same page.
Maybe
now we
that's
have Josh,
what we need to do.
And you're very and we are very talkative with
but
Josh.
But that's maybe what we need to do. Maybe we need to have a quick chat before and see where are we going to start.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate that idea.
Well,
I mean, what's always made the show work is being generic and being organic.
Generic?
Yeah.
I don't think we want to be generic. That's like show.
Organic.
Organic.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So... All right,
generic means we're like Walmart brand radio. That wouldn't be very fun.
Well, that's what the first segment was today.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Get Fred some tissues.
This Veterans Day, ESPN 97.5 says thank you to all who have served and sacrificed. We thank you.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Curtis said this on Twitch. This can't be true, right? Just saw online Harris County officials to go randomly door-to-door to collect blood to determine COVID antibodies. That can't be true.
That can't be
true. That's got to be fake news.
That's fake news. I don't think they can just come and take your blood.
No, that's
willy-nilly.
Yeah,
you'll have to take my blood over my cold dead body, or you can.
There's going
to
be a lot of officials that end up shot if they try to do that.
That's not how Texas works. I'm afraid.
Yeah. I
even in good old Harris Blue County,
I'm more than happy to tell them, don't even bother.
Yeah,
the front gate's locked. You can't get in. You're not getting my blood.
BleacherReport.com did a story today about they did it this for every team, and I didn't bother to read through what every team needs. But basically, like, for all the teams that need to hit reset this offseason, what some steps are that they can do. And honestly, I kind of wish I kind of wish they had more to give me than what they gave me. They give you three things.
Okay.
And here it says that they fired Bill O'Brien, obviously. And once his roster moves put the Texans in a pretty bad spot, obviously. And once they started with the struggling offense, he took the blame, and rightfully so. Says the new front office executive will have a star quarterback without picks in the first two rounds, which calls for some crafty moves during free agency. Objective one, hire an offensive-oriented head coach. Some of the names they throw around, Eric Bieniemy, cool. And then it says Josh McDaniels. Who's watching the Patriots offense and going, you know what, I need to get me some of that?
Yeah, or who watched the Broncos and said, I need to get me some of that. Yeah. I'm sure that's because of the relationship with Jesus Easterby.
Of course. And Tampa Bay offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich all belong on the team's short list of head coaching candidates. If they want someone with experience, McDaniel stands out as the obvious choice, though he went 11-17 in a two-year stint with Denver. Perhaps he would have better results working along a polished two-time Pro Bowl quarterback. Wouldn't the goal be to bring in a coach who can make Deshaun better, not bring in a coach for Deshaun to make the coach look better?
Yeah, we've had enough of the – I'm sorry, I've had enough of the whole Patriot thing.
I'm with
you. Just stop. I'll throw something else out there, though, AJ, that maybe Texan fan doesn't want to hear. Would it be the worst thing in the world to get a really good defensive coach who hires a great offensive coordinator?
No, that would be fine, too. Like, you want the best head coach you can find.
Right.
Like,
and, so, like, if it's Wink Martindale and he's going to bring in Matt Nagy as his OC when he gets fired by the Bears, would you be okay with that? Because I sure would. I'd love that. Because you know what? Your defense isn't very good. I'd like to get me some of that Raven defense.
Objective two, cut big contracts. In addition to signing Watson, Tunsil, and Zach Cunningham to top dollar extensions, the Texans acquired a couple of bloated salaries. O'Brien traded for running back David Johnson and wideout Brandon Cooks. Their contracts carry 2021 cap hits of $9 and $12 million, respectively. Texans can release both players and save $18.9 million. Although solid through eight outings, Johnson hasn't – we don't even need to talk about him. He's terrible.
Yeah, that's automatic.
With wideout Randall Cobb's three-year deal holding $12.3 million in dead money for 2021 – the Texans should cut Cooks and use that money to re-sign Will Fuller, who's averaging a career-high 73.8 receiving yards per game. When you're talking about cutting big contracts, why would you cut these contracts only to re-sign another guy to a big contract? A guy who hasn't been healthy. And let's face it, paying Will Fuller won't make the team better than it is now. Because he's already here and they stink.
Well, and we've gone through the cap before, the guys you can get rid of, how much you can save. I'm okay with keeping Brandon Cooks.
I am too.
Will Fuller walk. His number next year is only $12 million. And that's, that's fine for what you're getting from him. And, I'd be okay with letting Will Fuller walk. I would tag him and then trade him. If somebody's going to offer me better than a three, I mean, I'm probably okay. If he stays healthy all year and has a good year, I might be okay tagging him, but I'm okay. I'm ready to walk away from him. I have been for a while. But Brandon Cooks and Randall Cobb are fine. I mean, you can't really cut Cobb, so that's out of the
equation. Here's what I'll say about tagging him and trading him. Like, if you think, if the goal was to get deluxe nuts, as they say, why would a team give up a third now when they wouldn't, or at the end of the season, and once he's franchised, when they wouldn't do that this season?
I
because if they really want him, they could franchise him them damn selves after they trade for him. you know?
Or they could have, but I mean, now you can't trade him until the end of the year. So you're right. From the Texans' perspective, if you want to get anything for him, you've got to find a way to get him under contract. And a franchise tag is probably the only way you could do it.
I think the smart thing to do is just say, you know what? We had a nice 5 years, and let's not Whitney Merciless this thing. Let's not.
No, I'm with you. I'm not giving him a long-term contract. I'm just telling you, under the only circumstance I'd want to see that guy under contract for next year is if you franchised him and you were able to deal him for more than the third-round pick you would get.
Objective 3, put J.J. Watt on the trade block. Add low-cost defensive linemen in free agency. It says, after suiting up every game between 2011 and 15, he's played one full season thereafter. He's missed at least 8 games in 3 of the last 4 years. They can't rely on him to spearhead the pass rush anymore. 1 year left on his deal. He's solid, but not the same player who won the Defensive Player of the Year honors multiple times. At this point, he's not interested in a rebuild situation. He's said as much. If the Texans shed contract and go young, they should, he would likely welcome a move elsewhere. He would. Houston can attempt to trade Watt for draft picks and then fill his position with a day two rookie talent or a low-cost free agent acquisition on a one-year deal. DeNico Autry or DeMarcus Walker could become solid short-term rentals through a transition period for the defensive line. JJ is a guy that they can trade at the end of this season.
Right.
And that would not... I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like it would be like, if I feel like most fans at this point would even accept it. Like, I know that we talked about trading him a couple years ago and they're like, what?
Yeah.
But I think now we see that JJ's still very good. JJ's no longer elite. So, I mean, he's got 4 sacks this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
the thing is, he's the only thing on this defense. He's getting triple teamed.
So even if he is still elite, he's doing you no good.
You're not going to get elite production because of that. And if on another team with another pass rusher that they have to deal with, I think he could still be much better than he is here.
Yeah.
But...
I still, to this day, I think that the biggest mistake the Texans made was instead of re-signing DJ Reader, giving that money to Zach Cunningham.
You mean the biggest mistake other than trading away DeAndre Hopkins?
Yes.
I assume that goes without saying.
I guess as far as letting free agents walk away and paying other free agents, because it seems like with the money they gave Zach Cunningham, it seems like they almost had a choice, and it's become pretty clear they made the wrong choice. That's a DJ Reader's on the IR now in Cincinnati, so who knows? Doesn't mean he'd be on the IR here.
Yeah,
it'd be a whole different season. But it's pretty obvious now that DJ Reader was more important to this defense than Zach Cunningham is.
And they certainly didn't do a very good job of replacing him.
No.
Which was part of the problem. And
I think DJ Reader made JJ better.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he tied up guys for him. But that's why... when I keep saying it's going to take the right person, you can replace guys like that with other options in free agency, but you got to have a GM that knows what they're doing. They clearly didn't. And you know, there's the whole O'Brien damage from paying his pets is something that I don't know why you didn't like DJ Reader. And I want to address something that the Twitch guys keep talking about. It's like, why would Bienemy want to come here? He's not going to be interested in it. I know a lot of people in Kansas City. He loves Deshaun Watson. That would be the reason he wants to come here and coach Deshaun Watson. So he's going to have a choice of where he wants to go. But let's be honest, most of these teams, they're in the same kind of crappy situation the Texans are, which is why they're looking for a coach. So,
and everyone who thinks that Eric Bieniemy is going to have his pick of jobs, they all thought that exact same thing a year ago. And he didn't get a job.
Well, we thought that. We talked about it a lot. Why isn't anybody hiring this guy? Oh, well, he went to the Super Bowl, so we didn't get to interview him. Bull bleep. But I would say if you're betting against, if I had to make odds on who the next coach would be, Bieniemy would probably be an odds-on favorite. So there is interest there from what I understand from people in Kansas City. So, of course, nobody's going to talk about that right now because Chiefs are still trying to win a Super Bowl. And the Texans are just the Texans.
Yep.
All right, guys. I have to tell you about Lightstream. If you've got credit card debt built up thanks to the Rona or for whatever reason, and you got that high interest rate, like 19%, well, Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? And we had a listener tell us yesterday he was able to refinance his truck through Lightstream. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. The rate is fixed, so it will never go up on the life of the loan. The application is 100% online. You don't even have to leave your house to apply. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000, and there are absolutely no fees. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Yeah, we were just talking about that Harris County story, and it is voluntary, which is good, but they are going to get blood, and they're going to get they're going to survey. I'll be happy to be surveyed, but I'm not giving them my blood.
Hey, man. That
I mean, honestly, you've got, yeah, and I'm not going to go conspiracy here, but we're talking about it on Twitch. What if my blood shows up at a crime scene from this, you know? And then, yeah, screw that. And they get my DNA. I don't think so. I'll pass. All right, Aaron, you said you had some odds on the next coach.
So this is an article from October 14th, so almost a month old, from sportsbettingdime.com. Odds to be the next Houston Texans head coach. Eric Bieniemy is the odds-on favorite at plus 100, or at least he was then.
Well, that's even money. Technically, you'd have to be minus to be odds-on, but that's okay.
He's the favorite, sorry.
Right.
Dabo Swinney would be second with plus 500. Josh McDaniels plus 600. Greg Roman plus 900. Lincoln Riley plus 1,000.
Yeah, I think we went over those when they came out because there were some odd ones on there. I think... I think Mike Gundy was like on that as like 40 to 1
or something. Yeah, plus 2,000.
Yeah, yeah.
No thanks.
So, no, I think there's some guys who would do a really good job. But I wouldn't totally rule out the whole defensive thing if you bring in the right guy. And Trey mentioned Joe Brady. Joe Brady's a name I brought up really early. I'd be okay with that. And Nick said if Eric could choose between Atlanta and Houston, I don't know why he wouldn't go there.
Again, well, because Matt Ryan might not be there.
Yeah,
for
Matt
much
Ryan
longer.
Might not be there. That's a and how much longer do you have him? Even if you decide to keep him, that's not a very good situation either. So, yeah, and I think it's presumptuous to try to put in it. Try to say, well, why wouldn't this guy go here or here when you don't know the guy and you don't know what he wants and you don't know who he wants to coach and what kind of situation he wants to be in. He might just say, get an interview with Kyle McNair and say, I hate this guy. I'm not coming here.
Yeah,
if you can pick your boss, that's a big part of it too. And I think that those are all factors, and that kind of speculation is just kind of silly because you don't know.
I mean, it's still a promotion. Look at any job in the world. If somebody offers you a promotion, you might be hesitant.
There's
but you're
32 of these jobs, is all, and I would say about 7 of them right now are garbage, and the rest of them are going to be filled unless somebody's going to retire. Now, if Andy Reid retires, I'm sure he'd stay in Kansas City.
Yeah. I also feel like Brian Daboll will probably get some looks.
He should.
I mean, he's now you could say, well, I don't want any of that because he's another guy off the Patriots coaching tree. But
see, I don't know if I count him as a Patriots coaching tree guy because he's kind of doing it somewhere else as a coordinator as opposed to going from being Patriots coordinator. It's kind of like how I feel about Vrabel a little bit. Not really sure I totally count them.
Okay. I mean, either way, he's a Belichick disciple, but I'm with you. I mean, I'd be willing to overlook it, certainly.
I would take him over Josh McDaniels, but I would be concerned about that.
But he also, I mean, he's worked with Romeo Crennel before. Like, I don't know. My guess is Romeo Crennel will be back next year, probably in the same role, the assistant head coach role.
Kind of seen enough of Romeo.
I get it, but I think it as like a, I don't know what's left on his contract. I'd have to look at that, I guess. They're not going to fire him. Once his contract ends, they'll let him go. But they're not going to just fire him, I don't think.
Texans just tweeted out, Texans Live presented by whatever, J.J. Watt speaks with the media. This dude looks like he is miserable.
He is,
I mean,
of course
he just
he
looks absolutely miserable. They should have done him a favor and traded him while he still had half a season left.
Yep.
But regardless, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So if you touched on the firing of the VP of communications,
no,
Jack Easterby is an idiot. Hope and pray the new guy comes in and make sure he's out.
Here's what I don't understand. How does anyone know that that girl shouldn't have been fired? I don't have any idea. I don't know her. I don't know what kind of a job she was doing there. Like we act like someone getting fired is all of a sudden like, well, there's another mistake by Jack Easterby. How do we know? Because she was a woman? Like, what? Tell me your favorite thing about her. What really set her apart and made her great at her job? I couldn't tell you anything. I think she's probably the one who's been sending me all these emails, transcripts, and blah 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 blah. I don't know why she got fired. So I really don't know why it's like a national news story that she did get fired. It is really kind of blowing my mind.
Because she's a woman. No, that's the only reason. Do I really want to get into this. I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, pisses people off. I don't care. From the very beginning, I've had great relationships with all the Texans PR people. Tony Wiley was a friend. Kevin Cooper was fantastic, who was there for years. And it didn't matter whether I was in television or radio. There was always a back and forth with them. You know, they were always, if they didn't like something, they'd let you know. But if you needed something, they'd work with you. And there have been some great people go through that organization besides them. I know Nick Scherfield was there for a while. Really good people. And they did a good job. This is the first one that I've had zero relationship with. I've only had two dealings with her, and both of them weren't very pleasant. And I'm not going to judge somebody based on that because, you know, if I, you know, judge somebody on one or two things, then that would be, you know, wrong of me. But I'm just going to say, I think that if you're in that job, you might want to know the people in this market that are doing shows like this, and, you know, and might want to know why they don't want to come out there every day. Also, credentials were harder for us to get.
They were.
Which is, you know,
I don't know if that's her fault, but yeah, she was a Bill O'Brien person. I know
and
that.
That's definitely it. And
I'll tell you, when it got tougher, around the time Bill O'Brien was here is when it got tougher to get credentialed as media. And that's around the time when I was like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah, and I mean, I know a lot of stuff secondhand. I'm not going to talk about that, but I would just say I did not have any kind of working relationship, and I found that odd. That's all, considering that everybody else before I could get in touch with anytime I wanted about anything.
I think I've just stopped trying. That's why maybe I did.
Yeah, well, and that's it too. And we had an issue over something somebody wrote for Sports Map that they weren't happy about over there. And that was really the only time I even remotely dealt with her. So,
well, it's nice to know she was reading Sports Map.
Yeah.
So you lost a reader. I guess that's not great.
Yeah. Well, I don't really, you know.
Someone asking who were the other teams that article said needed to hit reset. The Jets, obviously. The Jags. Also kind of obviously the football team, the Patriots, the Falcons, and the Lions were the teams that they said need a full overhaul.
Yeah, that makes sense. Somebody said, what is on fire north of downtown? Good question.
We're not north of downtown.
Yeah.
I think every one of these teams except the Patriots – has the same thing at the top, which is fire their coach and find a head coach. Oh, the football team, they don't tell them to fire Ron Rivera just yet. But every other one is like, yeah, get the coach out of here. Even your boy, your doppelganger.
Yeah, he's in a no-win situation.
They do it. The way they word it too is like a. But this is another annoying thing that these stories do. Guess who the three guys that they should look at are at head coach? Eric Bieniemy, Josh McDaniels, Byron Leftwich. The same three guys Texans would be looking at.
You're really not doing your homework then.
But this is the part that if I were the head coach of the Jags. Reading this, like, oh, damn. I'm Doug Marrone. I'm trying to read in a Doug Marrone voice. Objective number one, hire an innovative head coach. Basically saying that Doug Marrone is a dinosaur. Hire someone who's not a dinosaur is what they're really saying.
I'm going to defend Doug Marrone a little bit. I'm not sure anybody could win with what they've got there right now. And they've gotten Jay Gruden's done a pretty good job with that offense, considering that.
But last year, they did have some things in place to win.
Yeah, but I also think Coughlin kind of poisoned a lot of that stuff. Too. And that's why Ramsey wanted out and things like that. Houston media critic just sent us a breaking news. Independence recycle on Irvington, apparently, is what's on fire. Well, okay. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And then somebody asked about the PR person. Did she tweet about Kamala Harris? I don't know. Creighton sent me that this morning. And that she also said something about Giuliani. But, I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I think... probably just getting rid of every O'Brien sycophant is what it's coming down to. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5,
92.5. G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
We were discussing during the break what roster would you rather have? The Jags or the Jets, and neither one is good. Let's put that out there. It's bad. But you said you'd rather have the Jags.
Yeah, because I think they've got some guys that once you get your quarterback in there, I think the offensive line, unlike a lot of teams, is solid. I mean, it's not great, but they're solid on the offensive line. DJ Chark has got a chance to be a really good receiver. It doesn't matter about the running back. You just plug those in. Kid's doing well this year. But on defense, Miles Jack is very good. I love the kid they drafted out of LSU. I think he's going to be a good player. You got Allen over there. You got some pretty good young cornerbacks that if they get kind of moved down the depth chart a little bit and become a 2 and a 3 instead of a 1 and a 2, they're better players. And plus you're in a division where you get to play the Texans twice a year, and who knows how long the Titans are going to keep this up, and if the Colts never get a quarterback. So from a roster perspective and which job I'd rather have, probably Jacksonville. But, I guess
I'd rather have which job has Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, well, and that's what I was about to say was I guess it comes down to who gets Trevor Lawrence.
The Jets, they've got some pieces on defense. Like C.J. Mosley is a player. I'm almost certain C.J. Mosley is a player. Marcus May, Brian Poole, Quinnen Williams. Like on the defensive side, Pierre Desir, they've got some guys, and I'm like, okay, it's pretty good. On the offensive side, I think Mekhi Becton's like a good enough tackle.
I think, considering what they are. He's played pretty well. I think he's going to develop into what you need there.
And I think, like, Jamison Crowder and Breshad Perriman, one of those guys would be fine as your second wide receiver. The rest of their roster on the offensive side is just awful. Yeah. I mean, the rest of their line is pretty bad. They don't have a running game to speak of. It's rough. And even Darnold, who, I thought Darnold would be better than he is by now. Now, do I think Darnold could go somewhere else and still salvage a career? Yes, I do. I think that if you put him on a different team, do I think that he's – I think it could be like an Alex Smith-type situation. Like, I don't think he's ever going to be, you know, Andrew Luck. But I think he could go somewhere else, get into a different environment, and have some success and still be a good player. As long as he's with the Jets, he's not going to be a good player. One of the things that mentioned in that article was the Jets should draft a quarterback high and trade Sam Darnold.
Right.
And I don't think it's a bad idea.
No, I think it's a good idea. Somebody asked, what about the Colts for Sam Darnold?
I think it'd be a nice backup plan if you can't get Matt Ryan.
Yeah. I kind of feel like Ryan's going to wind up in San Francisco or Indy.
I do too. I think those are the most likely. And I think if that were to happen, he could have a sort of a I don't want to say a breakout because the guy's won an MVP, but a huge bounce back. Like, oh boy, this. I think Matt Ryan ends up being one of the more underrated quarterbacks because he's often played on teams that are just a disaster. And when he had a team that wasn't a disaster, they went to the friggin' Super Bowl. So I think by the time it's all said and done, we're going to look back at Matt Ryan and go, you know what? The guy was probably a lot better than we thought he was or we gave him credit for at the time.
I think part of it is I just don't think the Falcons are very good. And the fact that they got to a Super Bowl one year is a real credit to him. And Kyle Shanahan had a lot to do with that. But I mean, they've got some players, but that team just has – they've been the Texans, basically. Yeah. You know, you just look at them and you go, okay, they got players. Why aren't they better?
It's been a good quarterback and a good wide receiver for a long-ass time.
Yeah, and then two good receivers a lot of the times. Yeah. Roddy White for all those years and now –
Calvin Ridley.
But, yeah, I it's one of those things that team is a lot like a better version of the Chargers. There's just something about them where you say, they should be better than this. Yep. And I keep falling into the trap with them on betting most of the time. It's like, they should be better than this. Somebody says Darnold to Pittsburgh also makes a lot of sense.
Does make sense.
Yeah, it does. Because I don't know how much longer you can keep trotting Ben out there.
And behind a good offensive line, some decent receivers, I think you'd get a good idea of what Sam Darnold could be.
Yeah, and he may not be worth a damn.
But I don't think it cost you a whole lot to find out at this point.
No. And so he says, is Matt Ryan better than Matthew Stafford?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Matt Ryan, I mean, here's the thing. I'll pull up the numbers right now, and I haven't pre-looked at this, but I would bet that Matt Ryan, despite the Falcons being terrible, is having one of the better years in the NFL from a quarterback.
Okay.
You can pull up total QBR, and you tell me if I'm way off.
I was already doing that.
Okay. Well, for one, he leads the league in passing. And you can say, well, he's on an awful team. They've got to play from behind all the time.
Been playing from ahead all the time and losing.
Yeah. The three guys behind him are Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Russell Wilson. Those guys aren't playing from behind a lot. he's got 15 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
That's exactly the numbers that Deshaun Watson has.
Well, there you have it. I mean, this is... He's having a solid year. The QBR, did you look it up?
He's seventh in the league. The guys ahead of him, Rodgers, Mahomes, Breeze, Wilson, Fitzpatrick, who is dead now, Allen, that's it. So he's got 6 active guys ahead of him.
That's not a bad list of guys to be ahead of you this season, is it?
No.
Like, the Falcons are terrible. They're a joke. It ain't Matt Ryan's fault. Just for bleeps and giggles, where's Matt Stafford on the total QBR list?
Scrolling.
20 is my guess.
He's 18.
Oh, 18. Okay. 18. Damn, that's pretty good.
Deshaun is 14, right behind Theodore Bridgewater and ahead of Justin Herbert. Okay. And Tom Brady, for that matter.
Okay.
So,
And QBR is not the end-all, be-all. Jackson's not having a great QBR year.
No.
And he's still, I still think he's pretty good. But I think that Matt Ryan, people forget how good he is. And honestly, the fact that someone said, who's better, Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan, speaks a lot to how people forget how good Matt Ryan can be at times. And I've always pointed to the year that Matt Ryan won the MVP. He basically had another season, what was it, two years later? I think he won the MVP in 2016. If you look up his 2018 numbers, they were basically the exact same. And people just thought that after his MVP year, oh, he fell off, he sucks now. That's not the case. He does a lot considering he's on a garbage team.
Let's do a more fun game.
Okay.
See if you can guess the QBR rankings 20 through 31.
Oof. The bottom of the...
The bottom, yes. There's 11 guys.
Okay.
I'll give you three strikes.
I'll knock one out immediately, assuming he's got enough time played to count, is Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins, number 31 on the list.
Why do they only have 31?
Because I don't think there's 32 guys who have actually played enough.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that, but they've got 31 on the list. And some of these guys are not, well, one of these guys is no longer starting.
What I'm going, what number through 31?
20 through 31.
You get 20 through 31.
You get 11 guys, you get three misses.
Okay. Well, I thought I was doing like the bottom five. If I'm doing 20 through 31, I can get more.
I think you can get it right.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, 25.
Okay. Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew, 26.
The aforementioned Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, 29.
Phil Rivers.
Phil Rivers, number 20. Just making
it. Okay, so that's the boy. So anybody worse than Phil Rivers?
Yeah, yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz, 27.
And his buddy, Nick Foles.
28.
How many do I have left?
Let's see.
That's seven.
Yeah, it's seven. So you got four left.
Danny Dimes.
21.
Did I already say Sam Darnold?
You already said Sam Darnold, yeah. So you got three left.
The two I've got in mind, I feel like you're going to tell me they're 18 and 19, but I'll say them anyway.
Okay.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff is 23.
Oh, okay. Ben Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger's 19, so there's strike one.
Okay, strike one.
With two guys left on the list. Actually, yeah, you got Goff, so there's two left, yeah.
Oh, Joe Burrow.
Jose Burrow, number 22.
I'm missing one?
You're missing one guy.
Oh, it's slam dunk. Drew Lock.
Drew Lock, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Drew Lock, I'm surprised I didn't say him right after Dwayne Haskins.
I'm surprised it took you that long to get
all
to Drew
I've done
Lock.
Every week is text with Eric Warner about how terrible Drew Lock is. And Eric's like, I'm going to give him a chance. I'm like, dude, are you watching this guy? He is horrible. Horrible.
Well.
But it is, I mean, it's wild to consider guys like Carson Wentz and Kirk Cousins are on that list.
I mean, and down there with, because some of those guys are dregs. You could just, you know, we know they're bad, Dwayne Haskins. But to see Carson Wentz on that list, to see Kirk Cousins on that list, Jared Goff on that list.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers on that list.
Although here's one thing I'll say. With the exception of Carson Wentz, and I'll go, at least for me, like, I guess for some of these guys like Daniel Jones and Joe Burrow and Sam Darnold, you didn't really have a chance to, like, because they got drafted. But, like, how many of these guys did you really expect to be not in the bottom part of the league? Like, or maybe word it like this.
How many
of these guys, when they got signed to their deals, did you go, oh, that's not going to end up working out well? Because I know you thought that about Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that all along about him.
I don't think either of us had any expectations for Phil Rivers in Indy. Jared Goff, when they signed him to a long-term deal, I think we were both like, not sure that was the move. I think both of us agreed Nick Foles is not a franchise quarterback, despite the fact that there were teams willing to pay him like a franchise quarterback.
Again, yeah.
So really, I mean, and Cam Newton, we all knew was washed. the only guy in that bottom tier that had expectations, not like Joe Burrow expectations, Sam Darnold, guys who are like, oh, they could be something. Because Joe Burrow and Sam Darnold, 2 years from now, well, Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold may be getting close to it, but Joe Burrow 2 years from now, Daniel Jones 2 years from now, I don't expect them to be in the bottom 10 of the league. But Carson Wentz is the one that's like, oh, man, really? That's a mighty, mighty fall.
Tend to agree. All right, guys. Want to get in on the action? There's more games tonight. You want to make up for last night? There's the Masters. There's all kinds of stuff going on. MyBookie is the place to go. And, man, with all the football, with everything, they got you covered. You can play parlays. You can jump in and play in-game, which I did last night to kind of salvage one of those. And that's what you do at MyBookie.ag. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. They get tons of options to get in on the action. And at some point today or tomorrow, we'll go over some of these NFL lines. There's a game I really like. I'll be playing it on MyBookie. And if you join today, MyBookie will match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. And get in on the action. I'm sitting here watching Maction getting ready to go again tonight. There's all kinds of opportunities for you now. Even though you lost some games to the COVID this weekend, there's still a lot of games to play. So MyBookie will match your first deposit when you enter promo code radio. That's promo code radio. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!